But we begin today with the Human Rights Commission's damning assessment of the conditions in Australia's Christmas Island detention centre, which is prompting calls for the government to immediately remove women and children. The Commission President, Professor Gillian Triggs, visited the centre last week and says Australians will hang their heads in shame once they truly understand the conditions in which we're keeping people, especially children. She says there's been a spike in serious cases of self-harm amongst new mothers, that babies are not developing as they should, and that almost all of the children have trouble recovering from illnesses. Naomi Woodley has our report.
The President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, says she's noticed a significant decline in the health of women and children on Christmas Island since her last visit 4 months ago, and she now has grave concerns for their welfare.
I think I came back more determined than ever that this story has to be told to the Australian public. I think that every Australian, of whatever political persuasion and however threatened they feel by refugees, I feel that this story must be told, because Australians will hang their heads in shame when this is really understood.
Professor Triggs says during her visit, 13 women were being monitored as high risk for self-harm, and 10 of those were on 24-hour watch. The Commission says that is a spike in mental health cases. And Professor Triggs says the desperation amongst the 174 children at the centre is palpable.
A disproportionate number, 128 children, have self-harmed within a reporting period over 15 months, and their departmental figures, which is significantly higher than the 80 or so alleged in relation to adults. So you can see very dramatically by those figures the impact that this is having on those children.
Professor Triggs was accompanied to the centre last week by paediatrician Elizabeth Elliott as part of a broader inquiry into children in immigration detention.
The thing that struck me most was that it's a really poor environment for raising young children. Mothers complain that there's just nowhere to put the baby down to learn to crawl and learn to walk.
Professor Elliott says that while young children or toddlers in the general community often get sick and pick up infections, the children in the centre are struggling to recover because of the cramped conditions.
There are families living in very small sort of metal containers in two rows in close proximity with a central walking path. And this really means that there's no privacy, there's a lot of noise, and there's potential for spread of infection. So many of the children we saw, for example, had acute respiratory infections, and it's very difficult to stop the spread of gut or respiratory infections when people are living in such close conditions.
And she's reinforced the concern about a growing number of children who are suffering mental distress.
We were seeing children who have become sad, they're crying all the time, they've developed bedwetting and poor sleeping, some are refusing to eat. And we saw several children, which is quite distressing, who had developed severe speech impediments, stuttering. They were having flashbacks and nightmares. And then there's another group of kids who were really upsetting for us, and that was the unaccompanied children. So boys aged 14 to 17 who had seen violence such as shooting and abduction of relatives at home, and were now in the detention centre and really felt that they had no future.
Formal education classes for the children will soon begin, and both professors say that is a positive development. But the Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says it's not enough.
Let's get these kids processed. If they're refugees, then we welcome them. If they're not, then we send them home.
She's endorsed the Commission's call for the government to immediately move the women and children to the mainland.
It is inevitable that those children will deteriorate even faster in coming months. It is inevitable that someone will die inside that detention camp unless something changes. It is a recipe for disaster, a humanitarian disaster. And what is going on inside is child abuse, and I don't say that lightly.
The Federal Opposition's immigration spokesman, Richard Miles, is currently overseas and wasn't available for comment. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison's also overseas, and his office has not responded to the World Today's questions about conditions on Christmas Island.
Naomi Woodley reporting from Canberra.